This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So the New York Giants welcomed in Joe Flacco yesterday. Just to, you know. Actually, no, I don't know why. I have no idea why. That was a great line by Marco. They're cornering the market on former Super Bowl champions. former being the key word. As they'll meet with Russell Wilson and now Joe Flacco. I mean, like, this is it. Like, I don't know what else to say, but this simple line. Joe Flacco, this is what we want? These are the options. You're still down on the idea of Aaron Rodgers? Anyone who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers, I have no freaking idea why. I can't even muster up the counter argument. And that's what I do. Like, I come up with counter arguments. I think about counter arguments. I think about how I'm going to be countered in my argument and how I'll counter them that. This is like what I do. I sculpt arguments for a living. And I can't come up with a counter argument to wanting anybody else but Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. Like, I can't come up with one. Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, these are the options. That's who they're talking to. Like, this team just put a ton of money into the defense. Hopefully they're going to draft a young quarterback. And now every day I'm getting more and more nervous. I know that Shedeur Sanders, it sounds like he's falling down the draft here. I have no idea if he's going to be available at three. I have no idea how the Giants feel about him. The Giants immediately started to try and work on getting up to number one, which makes me think they believe in one of the two quarterbacks. Most likely Cam Ward. I know there's been a ton of connection to them and Shedeur Sanders over the last year, but I'm getting nervous they're not going to get the quarterback in the draft. And, I mean, think about this for a second. Say they don't, right? And, again, we all say we don't want them to draft a quarterback they don't believe in. Even I say that. Now, I want them to draft a quarterback. I'm hoping that they believe in both of them and that they can figure out a way to get one of the two. But I don't want them reaching for a quarterback they don't believe in, right? I think we all say that. So imagine if Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward go 1-2 and the Giants don't have that quarterback. And they're not going to take any other quarterback at 3. I would feel very confident that they're going to take one of the two, their pick of the two best defensive players, the best two players in this draft. Now, they could move back in, take a quarterback at the back end of the first round in Jackson Dart or whomever. They might take a pick in the second round with a quarterback and walk into the season with some level of expectation of having the next quarterback of the future. It won't be the same as taking him third or moving up to one, but there'll be some expectations of, hey, you took him in the second round, you're going to give him at least a legitimate look. But you're heading into a season where this coach and this GM, who just spent a ton of money on defense, who just brought in, I don't know, I think 35 different offensive linemen for depth. Building this roster. They have the young wide receiver they just they just drafted last year. They've got the best defensive tackle in the sport. They've just added a ton of money to the defensive backfield. They're building a team here with Dable and Shane, who are on the hot seat clearly. Are you telling me you're going to walk into a season? You're going to walk into a season with Joe Flacco and no real good feel for the future quarterback on this team? Like, how in the world does that happen? What good comes from that? Where do the Giants go from there? Like, what happens? There's no way they win enough games. No way with Joe Flacco. We've seen Joe Flacco. I just watched Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was the quarterback for the one game the Giants won at the end of the year. Like, I don't know why even visit with Joe Flacco. It's got to be Aaron Rodgers, man. And now I'm like, I've always been, it only makes sense if you have the own quarterback for Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, at this point, who else is playing quarterback? They need Aaron Rodgers in the worst way. And if they don't get him, honestly, I don't know what to do. I suppose it's Russell Wilson if he's still hanging out. And I think Russell Wilson will wait for the New York Giants because I think him and his wife want to come to New York. I don't think they want to go to Cleveland. I know Cleveland just signed the biggest contract to a non-quarterback in history, and they, you know, they're just a year removed from having the best, having a historical defense in their building, at least at home. They were one of the better defenses we've seen in a long time in their building 2 years ago, and they won some games and made the playoffs with the aforementioned Joe Flacco. But, like, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, like, these are all just interchangeable pieces that do nothing for the New York Giants. Nothing. And if that's what you want, like, and here's the only thing I'll say for all you tank haters, and I know there's so many, there's literally a guy who I've been tweeting with and, you know, interacting with on Twitter for a long time who has changed his Twitter handle. Right? I forget what he was prior now because I don't have, but now his new Twitter handle is Tank McGonagall Tank. Tank McGonagall Tanks is his new Twitter handle. There are people out there who despise tanking. It's about winning every single game you can win. Let me ask you a serious freaking question. If the New York Giants are unable to draft one of the two quarterbacks at the top, right? And they're, who knows where the quarterbacks go from there? Like, let's be honest. Everyone, it's a down quarterback. It's a down quarterback. Four quarterbacks could go in the first round. Four. I have no doubt that they could. Who knows what's available to them? Who knows what players are still there with a value? There is a chance they don't draft a quarterback in the first two rounds. If they head into the season with Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco with no legitimate quarterback of the future, what are you rooting for? Like, I want to be honest. Like, what are you rooting for? Are you rooting for 7-8 wins? Are you rooting for an improvement from last year? Are you rooting on being in the middle of the pack in the NFL, surprising some people and winning 7 games with Joe Flacco? Is that what's best for the New York Giants? Like, they're in a position right now where if they don't draft the quarterback, I don't know who they are. And I don't know what I want from them. And I don't know what's best for the franchise. And I don't know where they go from there. I don't know who's playing quarterback. I don't know the hopes that there are that there was any point on keeping the coach and the GM. Like, honestly, where the hell are they? What in, like, football purgatory are the New York Giants? If they don't draft the quarterback of the future, and at least, like, the idea, even with Joe Flacco or whomever, like, I don't even want to think about it. And I know it's a very strong possibility. Because I do think Aaron Rodgers, I didn't talk too much about this, but clearly the option of retirement, I think it's more about waiting out the Vikings than I think it's anything else. I think that's where he wants to go. And I think he's waiting to see if that's a possibility. But maybe it's, I mean, you know, him walking on the beach with the towel wrapped around him, maybe he is reflecting on his career and whether or not he wants to do this again. I don't know. But between Vikings, between Pittsburgh, and between retirement, it's very unlikely that he becomes the next quarterback of the New York Giants. So I have to live with that, try to understand where we go from there. And I suppose Russell Wilson's the next best thing, but let's be totally honest. If they are unable to get the quarterback they believe in, I honestly don't know where the franchise is. Because if you get Aaron Rodgers or you get Russell Wilson and you have the young quarterback, it's about building a winning culture, trying to win some football games early on, and eventually transitioning to the young quarterback moving forward, seeing if you could see some promise there and feel better about next year. That's where the Giants are. If the Giants don't have that quarterback that they drafted, and they don't have Aaron Rodgers to go try to win some games, which I admit isn't ideal, but he's by far the best quarterback available to go do that. Is it best for the New York? Like, because people say they want to tank. They have no problem tanking if it's for a Manning. Like, what would be best for this New York football Giant team? What would be best? Like, I don't even know. They would be in purgatory yet again where I'm not sure if they're better off winning or losing. I don't want to feel that way anymore. I know I'm a tank guy. I am. I'm not changing that. I'm not saying I'm not. That when there comes a point you don't have a quarterback, I believe in losing better than I'd rather win two games than win seven games if I don't have a future quarterback. I still feel that way. But it doesn't mean I like it. It doesn't mean I want to go into the season knowing I can probably get to that point. It doesn't mean I want to be there. And everyone's like, oh, you root for this every year. Because they don't have a quarterback any year. If they draft a quarterback, I'll feel differently. But I got to tell you, as I hear news about these aging, you know, has-beens, even Aaron Rodgers could fall into that category, even if I think he's the best of the aging has-beens. But he still is. And every day I'm getting more and more concerned that Tennessee's just going to take the first pick because quarterbacks are precious and they don't have one either. And every day it goes back to that stupid game against the Colts. And I'm sorry, but Tiki has renewed this feeling inside me. That rant that Tiki had about tanking and the Twitter handle guy changing it to Chris McMonagle Tanks. Like, I can't stop thinking about that stupid Colts game. Brett in Long Island saying, oh, they only moved down to 3. Yeah, if they were 1 right now, we wouldn't worry about any of this. If they had the first pick, if they lost that stupid game, they would have the number 1 pick and we wouldn't be worried about any of this. They would bring in Joe Flacco and I wouldn't care. They would bring in Russell Wilson and I wouldn't care. I'd be sitting here telling you the same thing, that I want Aaron Rodgers, but I would know at the very least I'm just going to start the season or eventually go to my future quarterback and I'll get to witness that and I'll be rooting for wins every single game. If the New York Giants don't draft a quarterback in the first 2 rounds and they bring in, even if they bring in Aaron Rodgers, no matter who they bring in, there is a very strong possibility that at some point this year I'm rooting for losses and I don't want it. They've got to figure out how to draft a quarterback. Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, all of that. We've yelled about it. We've discussed it. It's the talking point. It's what the news is. All of that is secondary to whether or not they draft their quarterback. That's it. That is, everything else is just noise. Because even if it's Aaron Rodgers, without that draft pick, without the future quarterback sitting there for the New York Giants, it doesn't even matter. None of these are long-term options. None of these are the guy. And none of these guys winning would mean, like, unless they're going to win. And I'm not saying I'll root for losses from day one, but it's hard to argue that it wouldn't be the best thing for them. They have to draft a quarterback. It's making me sick to my stomach thinking about this team without drafting a quarterback. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they want to do. I don't know what's best for them. I don't know that they're in a miserable, miserable position. There are no good quarterbacks left. It's only these aged veterans who half the reason you'd want them is to mentor a young QB. Like, they have to get a quarterback. They have to. They have to. And I know if they would have lost that game, they'd have one. So I hope everyone really loved that Colts win.